Azle isn't the kind of place with a Starbucks or a quaint coffee shop, but at the popular gas station Centerpoint Quick Stop, the morning coffee crowd could only talk about one thing.
Bam! Something hit the side of my house, and it wasn't nothing but the earthquake.
Janice Hammond can still feel the tremors.
15 days now, we've had a little one every night, it seems like.
Donna Luce is worried.
I was sitting there watching TV, and my house just shook, and I've never felt that before, ever. Now, actually, I'm afraid of sinkholes.
Debbie Robb and her husband Fred describes the big quake with a magnitude 3.6 as real spooky.
Real loud boom, and then it just started shaking the ground under our mobile home, just rocking it. And our dogs, they go totally insane. They know it before it happens.
Each time there's a quake, their two-bedroom trailer has to be re-leveled.
You just have to get under there and jack it up in spots, put a level on underneath the trailer, and level it. It's just pulling the ground out of underneath our stands.
Fred Robb, who was born in Azle, says he doesn't think the quakes are natural. He blames local gas drilling.
They say it ain't what happens, but till then, we didn't have it. You got to drill about every mile. You just start looking around at all the drills they're putting down.
Don Blakeman, a geophysicist with the National Earthquake Information Center, says the quakes could be the result of oil and gas production, but more testing is needed to know that for sure.
Obviously, if oil and gas production related, they might continue until that activity stops. The other possibility is that it's just a natural swarm, because we do see that sort of thing occurring sometimes in areas where we haven't had quakes before.
A natural swarm is a series of small quakes, and according to Blakeman, they aren't as dangerous as, say, a magnitude 5 quake, because at that level, real structural damage can occur. By definition, he says, where there's an earthquake, there's a fault line.
The good news is, based on what typically happens, they'll die down in a while. Again, can't predict one way or the other with absolute certainty.
In the meantime, before the ground starts to shake again, Blakeman advises individuals and families to be prepared in case of a big one.
Take things off of high shelves and know where to stand if an earthquake occurs to be safer in their house and things like that.
Scientists and other experts are reportedly teaming up with the U.S. Geological Survey to collect more data to learn more about why these quakes keep occurring in North Texas. For KERA News, I'm Dua Hli Saikautau in Azle.